You are listening to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Chiles and Cindy Paragill.
BSI reports and white papers provide expert insights, guidance and analysis on various topics related to standards, compliance and best practices. They're designed to inform and educate organisations, industries and policymakers about emerging trends, challenges and opportunities in areas where standards play a critical role. Hello, this is Matthew Chiles and welcome to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards. And this episode of The Standard Show is an audio abridged version of one of those reports, supporting a safe and secure digital world for adolescents. Published in May 2025, the report reveals that nearly half, 47%, of young people aged 16 to 21 would prefer to grow up without the internet, a stark reflection of concerns about its impact on their well-being. Drawing on a survey of 1,293 UK adolescents, it shows that time spent online has increased since COVID-19, with many spending hours each day on social media and gaming. Despite this, 42% admit to hiding their online activity from parents, and risky behaviours such as creating fake profiles are common. The findings highlight the urgent need for stronger privacy and safety measures by tech companies and policymakers to protect young users' mental health and online safety.
This is Cindy Paragill here with a reminder that you can rate, review and subscribe to The Standard Show wherever you get your podcasts. And you can get in touch and find and follow us on social media too. All the details are in the show notes.
Report: supporting a safe and secure digital world for adolescents. Building consumer trust in changing technology. Consumer protection is at the heart of BSI's work. By working across society to support high standards in safety, quality and sustainability, our aim is to protect people from harm, improve their experiences and build trust. This increasingly includes trust in digital products and services and ensuring safety and privacy online. Digital trust matters to all in society, from vulnerable adults to the youngest children. Today's teenagers are growing up in a deeply digital world, shaped by social media, online gaming, and artificial intelligence. That's why, to mark our hosting of the ISO Consumer Policy Committee, ISO COPOLCO Global Plenary 2025, we chose to explore teenagers' experiences with the internet, social media, smartphones, and other technologies, so we can understand how best to support a safe, secure, and supportive digital space. Our research found that 3/4 of young people said COVID-19 increased their time online. They live, study, and socialise in digital spaces. Many are confident in protecting themselves. 61% say they know how to manage online privacy settings. But risky behaviour, like location sharing, remains common. Importantly, 79% say technology companies should be legally required to build strong privacy safeguards into platforms used by children and teenagers, such as age checks. The findings show why it's vital to protect privacy and data in ICT products, while still encouraging innovation. As Secretariat of the new ISO Committee on Privacy by Design, BSI supports building privacy into the product lifecycle from the start, ensuring technology remains a force for good, built on trust. Key research finding 1. They live in an online world. Young people spend a significant proportion of time online. 45% say they spend 3 hours or more a day on social media, while 34% say they spend more than 2 hours a day gaming. In contrast, nearly half, 49%, say they spend less than 2 hours a day on hobbies such as sport or dancing, and 38% spend less than 2 hours a day with friends and family outside of school. What's more, they have been living online throughout their adolescence. 2/3, 66%, say they were gaming before they were 13, and 43% say the same of social media. While some of this would have occurred prior to the pandemic, three quarters told us they spent more time online because of COVID-19, which hit when this cohort were between 11 and 16 years old. And yet, tellingly, nearly half, 47%, said they would rather be young in a world without the internet, and 27% would rather social media did not exist. Key research finding 2, high levels of confidence about online safety. As online natives, adolescents appear largely confident about managing their digital lives, with 6 in 10, 61%, saying they are extremely or very confident of how to check and change online privacy settings. Three quarters, 74%, say they have checked their privacy settings on social media or gaming in the past 6 months. They express an understanding of how technology works, with more than half, 53%, confident they understand how their online behaviour influences what they are shown online, and 55% confident they know what an algorithm is and how it affects what they see. 47% show this confidence in how social media tracks personal data, such as likes, dislikes, location, age, and so forth. While this confidence is reassuring, there are limits. Just a quarter, 26%, are extremely confident they are safe online and know how to report it when they see something inappropriate.
Standards affect all of us every day, wherever we go, whatever we do. By defining good practice, they help people and organizations to do things better. Each year, standards bodies publish thousands of standards, and we are looking for more people like you to join our community of standards makers. We welcome applicants from all fields, backgrounds, and career stages. Our goal is a simple one, to have a balance of views around the table. By becoming a standards maker, you could help to improve the way things are made and done, like creating healthier and more inclusive workplaces, developing higher quality healthcare systems, making advances in AI governance, or accelerating climate action, and many, many others. So, if you want to make a difference and shape the world through standards, start your standards making journey now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes.
Key research finding 3. They don't necessarily put in place guardrails to protect themselves. While young people are generally confident online, they are prone to risk-taking and not necessarily putting in place key protections. They are comfortable sharing their location on apps such as Snapchat, with two-thirds having done so, 76%, and 29% saying they have shared their location with someone they have never met. 27% of those who have shared their location say they have subsequently received unwanted attention. In a world without strong identity verification, more than two-fifths, 42%, admit to having pretended to be a different age online, and 27% say they have pretended to be a different person online. 40% have set up a fake or decoy account. Key research finding 4, a desire for technology companies and policymakers to step up. Adolescents live online. They socialise there, learn there, and build relationships there. Yet they remain vulnerable consumers in this space, and many of them acknowledge this. Over a quarter, 27%, argue phones should be banned in schools, something many campaigners and politicians across the spectrum are calling for, and half back recently suggested ideas of a social media curfew, where platforms are inaccessible after a certain time in the evening. A fifth, 22%, say their lives would be better without access to online gaming. They identify a role for policymakers and technology companies to step up and support privacy and safety by design. 79% say technology companies should be required by law to build robust privacy safeguards into technology and platforms used by children and teenagers, such as age verification or identity checks. Half think there should be stricter age verification for online platforms, and 32% think there should be stricter age verification for use of smart assistants such as Alexa or Siri. And for an age group not known for asking for help, 48% expressly say they want support on how to keep themselves safe online. Now, if you want to know more about the themes and issues raised in this BSR report, or about how to get involved in standards, including through CPIN, the Consumer and Public Interest Network, then check out the links in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards, with Matthew Childs and Cindy Paragill.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.